Jean Mier Show. It is 10:06 a.m. Abiding by Wisconsin open records law. Yeah, that has not been a strong suit of Wisconsin Democrat Governor Tony Evers and his administration during his first year in office. There has been some very troubling behavior from the governor and his administration when it comes to government document requests from various entities, a group of GOP legislators, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Fox 6 in Milwaukee, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, quite the list. Also, Governor Evers is facing a lawsuit from the MacIver Institute's news department, as MacIver is alleging that Governor Evers and his administration were purposefully banning its reporters from various press briefings and also withholding press notifications from various MacIver journalists. It's a matter we've discussed on the program in the past. We have an update to the matter now, and to discuss it in greater detail, we are joined by Daniel Sir of the Liberty Justice Center, representing the MacIver Institute. Daniel, thank you very much for your time today. How are you doing?
Good morning, John. I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you very much. We do appreciate your time. If you could start by telling us, what is it to date that Governor Evers' attorneys have alleged in this case in defense of Governor Evers and his administration's actions on this front?
Sure, John. So, as you know from the last time we talked, this case really goes to the core of the First Amendment's promise of the freedom of the press, mm-hmm. that in order for you to do your job, you have to have basic equal access to our elected officials. Otherwise, we can't hold them accountable. And unfortunately, Governor Evers and his attorneys at the Department of Justice are defending their decision to deny access to the MacIver News Service. And their argument really has been twofold. One, they've been bold enough to say that not attending press conferences isn't a big deal for journalists. Right.
That, unbelievable.
Well, you can go get the news some other way. And even if it makes your life harder, that's a bummer, but it doesn't violate the First Amendment. And I think, you know, John, as a journalist, like, that's a huge part of the job, being able to ask our elected officials the questions that you need to cover the news.
Sure.
And then their second argument has been, well, MacIver's got a viewpoint, right? They approach the news from a taxpayer's perspective. And so we can exclude them because they've got a viewpoint. Mm-hmm. And the problem is anybody who reads the Journal Sentinel editorial page, for instance, knows that they have a viewpoint, right?
Like, of course.
Every news outlet, the Madison Capital Times, proclaims that it's Madison's progressive voice. Mm-hmm. Yet they're still included. Right, it's just if you have the viewpoint the governor's team doesn't like, that you're not allowed in.
And you bring up some terrific points, as we're being joined by Daniel Sir of the Liberty Justice Center here on the John Muir Show. Some terrific points I want to get to in just a minute. But first, I have to ask, so what you just told us, Daniel, is the argument that Governor Evers' attorneys have been making in this case in recent months. You say that Governor Evers himself made statements on a television program just this past weekend that contradict those claims that his lawyers have been making that you just spelled out. If you could please explain.
Yeah, that's right, John. So maybe some of your listeners actually were watching Fox 11 this weekend. They did an update on the case, and they sat down with the governor, and they asked him, you know, what's your attitude towards MacIver? And he said, my press conferences are open to anyone. I'm happy to talk to people about what we're doing. Unfortunately, we know that's not true. They're not open to MacIver. Mm-hmm. He said the MacIver journalists, you know, get the access they need. We know that's not true. They've been cut off from information that other people in the media have access to. And he went on to say that he would never retaliate against one particular news outlet because of their viewpoint. And yet his attorneys have been quite clear that the reason that McIver has been excluded is because they have a viewpoint about the news. So, you know, our hope is attorneys represent your client well, right? If that's truly what the governor believes, if the governor truly wants to take questions from anybody because he believes in his policies and he thinks he'll stand up to scrutiny, great. Include the McIver journalists. Let them ask those questions. Unfortunately, that's not what they've been saying to the judge.
Well, and just to clarify for anyone who might be listening, who might be curious on this front, if you're an elected government official, can you decide who gets access to your government-issued press information and whose open records requests are going to be fulfilled strictly based on whether or not you personally, as an elected official, like the request that was made or like the person or outlet that was making the request? Can you do that?
No, the First Amendment means a heck of a lot more than that, right? The First Amendment, the legal phrase we would use is viewpoint neutrality, right? You have to be neutral as the government in order for our society to function as a marketplace of ideas. You can't have the government coming in and squelching one set of ideas and picking favorites between different sets of ideas, right? The government has to be neutral in how it goes about its business as government. Now, obviously, Tony Evers is a viewpoint too, right? And as a politician, as an elected official, that's fine. But he can't use the power of the government to target or retaliate against particular viewpoints. The government's got to be neutral and just follow the law. And unfortunately, you know, I think what you're pointing out, John, is that in the case of these open records or in the case of McIver News Service, you know, his staff has this disturbing pattern of not only refusing to answer tough questions, but just stonewalling people who might want to ask tough questions. Mm-hmm. And that's not good for our democracy.
No, it certainly isn't. It wouldn't be good if any elected official of any partisan affiliation was doing something like this. I mean, we've seen a pattern now that Governor Evers and his administration have either been slow walking or completely stonewalling very legitimate requests from people that they simply do not like. The McIver Institute, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, State Representative John Nygren. I mean, there's a list here. There's a pattern that's forming, and it certainly is not a very good look for the governor and his administration, which have consistently shown that they are not committed to following the open records law in this state and are not committed to giving equal access to all news outlets in the state of Wisconsin. As we're being joined here on the John Muir Show by Daniel Sir with the Liberty Justice Center. So, again, you're saying that this past weekend on a Green Bay television station that Governor Evers made claims that directly contradicted the claims that his attorneys have been making in recent months when it pertains to this lawsuit from the McIver Institute. You've now taken some action, if I'm not mistaken. You have reached out to the Attorney General of the state, Josh Call. What is it that you have said to the Attorney General?
Yeah, that's right. So Josh Call is representing the governor because this is a lawsuit against him in his job as governor. And our request is simple. Do what your client wants. If the governor believes what he said to Fox 11, if the governor is willing to take questions from news organizations that show up at his press conferences, if he wants to be open and transparent, great. Settle the case. Mm-hmm. All we're asking is that the McIver News Service be treated fairly and equally like any other news outlet. And there's a very simple rule. The Wisconsin State Legislature has a simple process by which news outlets are credentialed to cover state legislators and have access in the Capitol. And we're just asking for very simple, fair treatment. Like, follow the same rules as the state legislature. And that means that my client and a number of other news organizations that are currently being cut off by the governor's policy will have access and can do their job as journalists, and they can ask questions and they can report the news that right now they're being blocked from doing.
And hold on, just to make sure I have this clear. So the only thing that you and your client are seeking at this time is equal access to all Evers press briefings and Evers press releases going forward. That's the extent of what it is you're seeking?
It sounds crazy when you say it, but yeah, that's it. Right? It's a really simple, we're not asking for money. We're not asking for some sort of special recompense for the problems of the past. We're just asking for fair and equal treatment like everybody else in the press corps gets. And you'd think that that would be easy to say yes to, but unfortunately, thus far, the governor's staff and attorneys have been insistent on continuing this policy of exclusion. And hopefully, you know, the governor's public comments here will shine a light on the disconnect between the right thing to do and apparently what the governor wants and what his attorneys and staff have been arguing in court. And hopefully this letter and news shows like this will help them realize it's really easy to just do the right thing here.
Well, yeah, I mean, this season, I thought, you know, hey, you'd probably have a very good case of seeking some sort of damages for having been wronged in the past. I mean, you're not even seeking that. You're just saying going forward, we just want this to stop. We want to be able to have, you know, equal rights to everyone else, you know, who would be journalists covering this administration. Like you said, it should be a simple yes from Governor Evers, like it should be a simple yes from any elected official. What sort of a response do you expect going forward, though? Do you think that as a result of this latest action reaching out to the Attorney General, do you expect that some sort of progress could be made in the near future, or do you expect that things will continue to be this back and forth as they have been?
Man, I sure hope so. The reality is we're gonna keep pressing on behalf of our client. Right, this is one step. Talking to you and other members of the news media is one part of that. And ultimately, if they continue to stonewall, then we'll need a judge to vindicate our rights. That's why we filed a lawsuit in the first place. We didn't want to file a lawsuit. We went to them and said, treat us fairly like everybody else. This should be a simple call. And the governor's staff have been dug in on their position. Hopefully hearing their boss actually talk about it will change their minds. But if they continue to be dug in, then we will continue to press to make sure our First Amendment rights are vindicated in court.
As you should. I mean, look at the previous administration here in the state of Wisconsin, the Walker administration, obviously a Republican administration. That administration was covered by plenty of news outlets that did not agree with a lot of the decisions that the administration was making. But at the same time, those news outlets still had the ability to go covering that administration, regardless, you know, their stance toward that governor. And no, if you're Governor Evers, just simply not liking the MacGyver Institute and not liking some of the views of some of the people working at the MacGyver Institute, that certainly is not reason to go depriving them of their most basic constitutional rights. So, I mean, I guess if Governor Evers doesn't want to be scrutinized by the MacGyver Institute, maybe he should just start being more responsible to the taxpayers. I don't know. We'll see.
It seems so simple, right? If Governor Walker said, MSNBC, you're not allowed in my press conferences, right, we'd all be outraged.
Yeah.
Right. Actually, think of a more recent example. You know, President Trump says to Jim Acosta, you're not welcome anymore. And the mainstream media melts down, right? And they go immediately to court and they get an order from a judge. And our case is different in two important ways from Jim Acosta. One, my client has never been a jerk to the governor, right? My client has a track record of being a professional, respectful journalist. And number two, even though Jim Acosta didn't have access for that time, other CNN reporters still had access to the White House and could report the news.
Mm-hmm.
In this instance, nobody from the MacGyver Institute is allowed into these press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And so my hope is that even though MacGyver maybe has a different editorial viewpoint than a lot of the mainstream news, these other mainstream news outlets need to recognize we all have a stake in a robust First Amendment. We all have a stake in making sure that the freedom of the press is respected. Because as you point out, John, we shouldn't tolerate this from a Democrat. We shouldn't tolerate this from a Republican. This isn't a partisan thing. This is a basic American thing about our First Amendment rights.
You're absolutely right. And in the case of Jim Acosta, I mean, he was disrupting other journalists' ability to do their job. So it made total sense that they would say, okay, no, Jim Acosta, you can't show up here. But if they would have said, no, CNN as a whole, you're not allowed to show up. You can't send, a reporter who would be more respectful and follow the rules and allow your colleagues to do their job still. That would have been outrageous for the Trump administration to do something like that. And there have been times, actually, where the Trump administration, I feel, has been too restrictive to some of the reporters and outlets who have been trying to cover it. And I voiced concern with that on this program in the past. And, if it's bad if one party does it, it's bad if another party does it. It would be nice if there would be more people standing up for the MacIver News Service and its reporters' rights. But sadly, not surprisingly, there have been a lot of people who have not been doing that, seemingly because they don't agree with some of the views of some of the folks at the MacIver Institute, but that shouldn't matter at the end of the day. It's all about the Constitution. Daniel Sir, with the Liberty Justice Center, thank you so much for your time today. We do greatly appreciate it, and we hope that you'll come back and update us with any further information on this case going forward.
Of course, John. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You too, sir.
Thank you. Again, Daniel Sir with the Liberty Justice Center joining us on The John Muir Show. More of The John Muir Show in just a minute. Stay tuned. It is 1023.
This is The John Muir Show.